Okay, welcome everyone. My name is Divine. This is episode 140 of the Divine Intervention Life Lessons podcast. In today's podcast, I'm going to be talking about a topic called Divine Exchange. It's a simple idea, but it's a very powerful idea for human beings. My anchor scripture today, by God's grace, is Isaiah 61 verses 1 to 3. Isaiah 61 verses 1 to 3, it says, "The Spirit of the Lord God is upon me, because the Lord had anointed me to preach good tidings unto the meek. He hath sent me to bind up the brokenhearted, to proclaim liberty to the captives, and the opening of the prison to them that are bound, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, and the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." Right? I'll read verse 3 again. "To appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified." May the Lord bless the reading of his word in our hearts, in the name of Jesus. Amen. So what do I mean by a divine exchange? A divine exchange is where you lay down your hurts, your challenges, your mistakes, your misdeeds, and you put it down at the feet of Jesus. And you come back with something different. You come back with something better. Let me tell you this, brethren. We all have made mistakes in our lives. We have even made mistakes this morning. We all have said things we shouldn't say. We all have done things that do not please God. There may be shame in your heart. There may be hurts in your heart. You may not feel settled because of your background. You may have something in your heart that's making you really angry with the world. There are many things that operate in the human mind, but Jesus Christ is willing to exchange those things. Look at verse 3 of the reading we read. It says, "Give them beauty for ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness." Right? That's a divine exchange. That's a divine exchange. When you have a divine exchange, God can make your story ending. Praise. Look at Hannah. You know, she was weeping when she went to Shiloh. You know, she didn't have children. She was being mocked by Peninnah. But she laid those problems at God's feet. And God turned her situation around. There was a divine exchange. Lazarus, you know, his family called Jesus that, "Oh, you should have come earlier. If not, he would not have died." But there was a divine exchange. That death was exchanged for life. So I'm just asking you today, I just want you to ponder on a very simple thought. What is that thing in your life that you need to exchange at the feet of Jesus? Is it sin? Then come to Jesus and ask him for mercy. He's willing to save your soul. He's willing to turn your situation around. He's willing to give you a brand new beginning. He's willing to make you whole. He's willing to touch you. He's willing to make all things new. Again, I'm not saying this to say that following Jesus doesn't come with some pain and some challenges. No, he does. But he will help you through those challenges. Right? So if you want to put your sins down at the feet of Jesus, I will encourage you to say this prayer after me. Because I'm telling you, it's not just sin. Like, are you depressed? Are you anxious? Are you going through tough times? Have you just suffered a loss in your family? Do you have a lot of grief in your heart? Come running to the cross. The cross is where you will find rest for your soul. The Bible says, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest." Jesus wants to give you rest today, but you need to welcome him into your heart. So if you know you've never surrendered your life to the Lord Jesus Christ, I want you to say this prayer after me. Dear Lord Jesus, I come to you today. I confess that I'm a sinner. I need your forgiveness. Have mercy upon me. Save my soul. Forgive me of all my sins. Wash me clean in your blood. come into my life. Be my Lord. Be my Savior. Write my name in the book of life. Give me a brand new beginning. Sanctify me with your blood. Fill me with your Holy Spirit. Give me the grace to do your will all the days of my life. Thank you, Lord, for saving me. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. And Father, I pray for everyone listening to this podcast. I pray that you give us the grace. Those things that your word says, be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving. Let your request be made known unto God. Heavenly Father, you know the things that are hurting us. Father, we come and lay them at your feet in prayer, in supplication. And we thank you for taking over our battles and for giving us that peace that surpasses all understanding. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. So for those that have given their lives to Christ, I'll encourage you to do three things. One, find a Bible. Find a translation you understand. I love the New Living Translation. It's very understandable. Just read it and do what it says. You can start at the book of John. It will tell you all about the love of God. You can even find the Bible reading plan and just follow it. Really, really helpful thing to do. Second thing I will encourage you to do is listen to episodes 96 to 101. It talks about the five basic responsibilities of a believer. 96 to 101. It will tell you different things you should do so you can grow in your relationship with Christ. And then thirdly, find a Bible-believing church. Not a church. Find a Bible-believing church. There are many churches these days that say, oh yeah, we believe in God. But no, they preach things that are inconsistent with the word, or they twist the word of God to suit the times, which should not happen. So I attend the Redeemed Christian Church of God. But there are many wonderful churches as well all over the world. But find the Bible-believing church, fellowship with other believers, read the word, do what it says, and just remember that there is no better friend like the Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you for listening to me today. Until Sunday, have a wonderful weekend, and God bless you. Shalom.